been hard to actually find the time to enjoy it, if that makes sense. It's been full on ever since finding out. But I think when I get on the plane, that's when it'll start to hit me that it's actually happening.
Talk to me about how your family reacted and everything, because I suppose they see it through thick and thin, the good and bad times, and then you finally get this call.
So they were firstly delighted. I only could tell a few people. So when I was told, you know, they said that I could tell my family and a number of friends if I wanted to, but it had to be on the quiet side until the team announcements happened. To be honest, you really couldn't tell anybody in your family anyway, because the second you say something, it's local parish news, and then it just snowballs into countywide news and countrywide news. So for about a week or more, I'd only told two or three people. Then loads of texts and well wishes and cards, and basically everybody telling me to enjoy it, remind me to do that, because I often forget to do that. I'm so in the zone and I sometimes forget to enjoy it, but I don't think that's going to be an issue this time around. I cannot wait to soak up the atmosphere of what a Games is.
This is your first Games competing, but you've been at other Games working, I think it was at London, but it's the first one competing, so it's a bit different to that.
So for London, I got the job in London and was there for the Olympics and Paralympics. I'd started back at archery a few months before London, actually. So it was kind of a joke around the office that, I'll be competing at the next Games. But it hadn't really been a plan at that time. And I just kind of continued on competing just casually and for myself for a number of years. And then when it came to 2015 for the World Championships and going to that, it was only after that had finished and I had I finished in ninth place that I really thought about going for Games. So that was a short period from August 2015 to Rio. And then after the Rio cycle, after it getting so close, then I went for Tokyo. So it is my first time competing at a Games, but I think it'll be very similar to my experience of working in London. We were in one location. We got to go to some events, but for the most part, we were in work mode.
Yeah, well, I suppose at least you have that experience. I know it's going to be a very different experience actually competing in it, but you have some bit of experience of being involved in the Games. You mentioned you got into archery just before the London Games. How did you get into archery and why archery?
So with archery, it was a few years before that. Even still, there was a club that started quite local to me doing beginners courses. So I went to those and did the beginners course and stayed for a few months doing it at that point. And then I went to boarding school, so I actually gave it up. And when I went to college, very soon before London, I ran into a friend of mine originally when I started the sport, and he asked me to just sign up to the club. And that's how I got back into it at that point. So I was in college 2011, end of 2010, started 2011. And I just started doing it casually. And then I dropped out of college. So for a whole year, my social outlet was going to practice. And then I had the opportunity to go to my first Games in Stoke Mandeville. And that's kind of how it started. But all of it was never planned. It was just kind of a, let's try this and let's do this and sure, no problem. So it was, it's amazing how stuff snowballs.